Track 4. Module 4. Abstract Expressionism at MoMA. Activity 6. Number 10. This painting by Mark Rothko was executed in 1950. At a first glance, you see three rectangular shapes of white, yellow, and blue. However, these symmetric shapes are not sharply outlined. It's really hard to find a rectangle here. The blurring of the edges and the softened corners turn these shapes into suggestions of rectangles. The elementary design serves to stress the role of color, and color is Rothko's major expressive means. As you can see, the three dominant planes of color softly merge into one another. If you look closer, you will see that it is not just a juxtaposition of white, yellow, and blue, but there is a little bit of brown in there as well, which provides a very important backdrop to let these colors sink in. The blurred shapes are juxtaposed with the background color. This is what gives a sense of power and forcefulness. Seen close up and in semi-darkness, as Rothko's paintings are meant to be seen, this painting absorbs and envelops the viewer. We no longer look at a painting as we did in the 19th century. We are meant to enter it, to sink into its atmosphere of mist and light, or to draw it around us, like a coat or a skin. This painting was acquired by MoMA in 1952, the first by Rothko to enter the collection. And it was considered so radical for the time that a trustee of the museum resigned in protest.